This isn't the time to move forward with large-scale municipal projects, such as a new main library, believes mayoral candidate John Edward Kruske. Rather, the focus should be on keeping taxes down while helping small businesses and citizens to recover economically from the pandemic. If you couldn't see a recession coming, then you're not competent to be in office, said Kruske, who grew up in the city's East End and now lives in the ward. A library, it is important, but at this time in this city, raising taxes, because you cannot take on these types of projects without increased taxes on the local population, in a recession, it's irresponsible. We need to protect small businesses. We need to protect the poorest people in our communities. Kruske is director of GTI Security Consulting Inc. and Golden Triangle Investigations, which provide bodyguard, security consultant and private investigator services. He has a master's degree in security and defense management and policy, a degree in criminal justice and public policy and a bachelor's of technology degree in emergency management. I certainly feel I have strong enough qualifications that I can make that attempt, he said of running for mayor instead of first seeking a spot as councillor. I see this as a time in my life when I'm able to do it and I'm happy to take on the challenge. He feels not enough is being done to keep municipal property taxes low while providing essential infrastructure and services. In order to do that, he suggests large projects be approached with a long-term view and, if legally possible, delayed until the financial struggles many residents face are eased. High taxes contribute to higher rents, Kruske said. Poor people always get hurt the most, people who are struggling. We've only damaged the poorest Canadians and small business owners, he added of government decisions made at various levels during the pandemic. Banks didn't get hurt at all. Large corporations like Amazon didn't get hurt at all. If elected mayor, Kruske wants to create a business continuity planning office at City Hall to help local businesses maintain production and operational targets when faced with government policies that interfere in the private sector. He'd also like to see Guelph Police play a bigger role tackling the presence of illegal narcotics in the city, with social service programs aimed at combating addiction, combined with job creation programs. The city must act in order to protect green spaces in Guelph against land development projects. The 39-year-old has been considering entering politics for quite some time, and opted to go for the mayor's chair because, at the time he made that decision, he didn't feel there was much in the way of choice for voters. I have a lot of political ideas, ideas on how to achieve certain things that we want to see done in our community, in our province and in our country, he said. Sometimes I see politicians putting good ideas out there, but there is a lot of bad decision-making being done at every level of government in Canada. Also running for mayor during the October 24 municipal election are incumbent Cam Guthrie, Danny Drew, Nicholas A. Ross, William Albabish and Sheila McFarlane. The deadline to register passed on Friday afternoon.